I don't know whether it's just my fancy, but to me, the sound of the sea is different when it's foggy. And today, I can hardly see anything beyond, not very good at judging distance, but maybe 50 feet from the shore. Except low over the water just flew a group of curlew. 8 curlew in company of an oyster catcher. They didn't seem to mind. I can hear a curlew bubbling. I've only got my little binoculars with me today, so I can't see quite as sharply as I sometimes can, but I still see the oyster catchers feeding on the shore in amongst these kind of low rocks, which will soon be covered by the incoming tide. But as they get covered, I guess they produce a bit of feeding area, useful feeding area. And the fulmars, which I've written about, you might have read what I've written about them, are still flying about. They quite often fly very close to the cliff. I don't know whether they're being more cautious because of the fog, but again, they seem sort of almost slow motion, which could be my fancy, but maybe is what they're doing. And I guess some might think this was quite a dreary scene. I think there's something beautifully moody about it, which has prompted me to record this little bit of audio. I've seen a cormorant fly low over the water. I can see, as I say, probably about 50 feet, but you really can't see much more than that. It's like there's nothing out there, and there's a big wind farm that you can normally see, which must be quite far out to sea, but there's no sign of that. And normally you can also see ships which drop anchor here. It's in an area known as Margate Roads, I think. And I can hear a ship's foghorn occasionally going, but I see no ships. Anyway, I hope you can get the sound of the sea in the background here. And enjoy the calming effect of it, as I am.